Welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. Good morning. I'm Robin Pressman in for Roland Giacopetti. And this morning I have an opportunity to talk with James Pelican, who is the site manager for the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center, but also an actor and a clown. So welcome, James.
Thanks, Robin. Good to be here.
So clown?
Yeah, clown. I was a precocious acting child, but then I fell away from theater and I got back into it in my late 30s through clown. And that is really my the thing I love doing most on stage. And my clown troupe, Clowns on a Stick, has been performing together for over 10 years now.
So you've been working at OAAC for quite a while. And the name of the OAAC is Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. And you had a lot to do with putting the arts into it.
Yeah. When I started working there as the site manager, just the facilities guy all of a sudden wants to do theater, and we built an outdoor theater there. And for 12 years now, we've been producing the Chautauqua Review, which is our annual fall show in September that features a wide variety of entertainment, dance, music, comedy, storytelling, circus arts, my clown troupe, a little bit of everything. But this year, we're doing something new. Instead of continuing to expand and add more performances to our fall show, we're doing a new Chautauqua storytelling show. And this is the first year we're doing it, and it's a show that is all about storytelling, that is just storytellers. We do have a stage band, but that stage band was chosen because they know a lot of ballads, a lot of story songs. So everything's about storytelling for this first show.
And when is this happening?
It's going to be on Friday, July 25th at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so one night only of storytelling. How many tellers do you have coming?
Well, this year we have, in this first show, we have seven storytellers, and they're doing a broad range of types of storytelling from Dave Henson, who's the executive director at the OAC, and I must say a very good storyteller. He has a show about a misfortune in the desert that you must hear. So it's just a very funny story about something that happened to him. Then my good friend Seth, who is a rabbi and has been a Buddhist teacher and studied mysticism. He is an amazing storyteller within the Jewish tradition of telling stories. And then we have two storytellers from the Snap Judgment Group, which is a storytelling group from the Bay Area, Josh Healy and Dea Lakshmina Rayanan. I'm practicing her name because as the MC, I'll need to know it. And they'll both be joining us for this show as well. And then my friend Anahita Farati, who is, she and her family escaped the Iranian Revolution just in time in 1978. And a very funny lady, and she'll be giving a humorous perspective of what it is to flee fundamentalism.
Boy, so pretty serious subjects, but told in a very entertaining and interesting way, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful program. It's very, very wide and varied, huh?
Yeah. We really want to explore this idea of storytelling. And, you know, there's so much going on with storytelling now. I think the like you just listen to public radio and there's so many wonderful shows going on that are about storytelling. And, you know, with the Moth Radio Hour in Petaluma, where I live, we have our own version of that, West Side Stories. And I do that quite frequently. One of the tellers that frequently tells a West Side story, Bradford Rex, will also be joining us. And at producing the Chautauqua over the years at the OAC, the old Chautauqua from the late 1800s, early 1900s was always about entertainment and education. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we most easily educate each other is through storytelling of different kinds, whether it's historical, mythological, personal tales, and so forth. So this feels like a very natural extension of the fall show that we've been doing for the last 12 years.
Mm. Where is the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center?
We are in Occidental, California. We're about two-thirds of a mile up Coleman Valley Road at 15290 Coleman Valley Road. And the show takes place in the North Garden Theater, which is a beautiful outdoor theater that we built over several years. And it's a little bit of a walk from the car, so come prepared with shoes, but we can accommodate people with mobility issues as well.
And how do you get tickets in advance?
You can get tickets in advance. If you go to our website at www.oaec.org/performances, then you can get to the ticket page through that.
Is it the kind of thing that's likely to sell out? Should people jump on this?
Well, our fall show has been selling out the last few years, which is part of the impetus for our starting a new show. And I would love it if this first show sold out, but it's the first time we're doing it, so we'll see. That'd be lovely. Everybody come. It's going to be great.
Well, James Pelican, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're doing this in general, but thanks a lot for coming and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
I'm Robin Pressman for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight on KRCB.